Hello, this is Julie Candler with the BBC News. Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank have set fire to Palestinian houses, shops and vehicles, killing one Palestinian man. It comes after two Israelis were earlier shot dead in the same place. Yolande Nell has more details.
In the course of the day, there was this attack in Hawara, close to Nablus, where two Israeli brothers from a nearby settlement were shot at close range. The Israeli military says it's hunting for a Palestinian gunman, but there has also been continuing violence there over the past few hours as Jewish settlers set fire to Palestinian properties, some with families inside who had to be evacuated. There was one Palestinian man who was killed after he was shot. Palestinian health officials say that was after settlers and soldiers entered into his village. And that is really keeping tensions very high.
The latest West Bank unrest follows a rare meeting between Israeli and Palestinian security chiefs at a Red Sea resort in Jordan. They agreed on measures to quell the current wave of violence, and the Israelis said they would stop approving any new settlement outposts for 6 months. But within hours, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tweeted that there would be no freeze on settlements, and the Palestinian militant group Hamas called the summit worthless. Sources linked to the Belarusian opposition report that there have been explosions at a military airfield near the Belarusian capital Minsk. An organisation of former Belarusian security officials says a Russian military surveillance plane was damaged in the explosions, which are said to have taken place on Sunday morning at the Majulishki airbase. It's linked the apparent incident to activity by what it calls Belarusian partisans. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is to meet the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the UK on Monday. A joint statement said they would work towards finding a solution to the dispute on post-Brexit trading arrangements for Northern Ireland. Katia Adler is in Brussels.
The mood here tonight is cautiously optimistic. The EU has been Brexit burnt before. That said, Prime Minister Sunak is viewed here differently to his predecessors. Yes, he is a Brexiteer, but the EU sees him as a solutions-focused kind of guy, not an ideologue, working here in the interests of the people of Northern Ireland. And they can see why it's in his interest to do this new deal. First of all, he avoids the possibility of a trade war with the EU, the UK's biggest trade partner, if he doesn't implement the old deal on Northern Ireland. And better relations in the new deal, well, that opens up new possibilities, such as an agreement with France over stopping those people smugglers over the channel and improved relations with the US.
World news from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people have taken part in protests across Mexico against government plans to slash funding for the National Electoral Institute. The largest demonstration was in Mexico City. Organisers said that 500,000 people had taken to the streets nationwide. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has accused the institute of being corrupt and partisan. The first results have been announced from Nigeria's tightest election since the end of military rule in 1999. The governing party candidate, Bola Tinubu, won in one of the party's strongholds, the southwestern Ekiti state. The election went more smoothly than previous polls, but delays and attacks on some polling stations meant voting was postponed until Sunday in parts of the country. The successful candidate in the race to take over from President Muhammadu Buhari may not be known for some days. Nearly 60 people are known to have drowned after a boat carrying migrants sank off the coast of southern Italy. Officials said at least 12 were children, including a baby and young twins. Danny Eberhardt has more details.
Initial reports indicate the migrants are from Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Middle East and Somalia. But it's still not clear how many people were on board when the boat broke up. It's believed to have crossed from western Turkey on what's known as the Calabrian route. It's lucrative for people smugglers and the Calabrian mafia, the 'Ndrangheta, is said to be involved. Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has expressed her deep sorrow at the tragedy, which she's blamed on people traffickers. The UN is calling for immediate action to prevent such horrific events.
The authorities in the Brazilian state of São Paulo say the death toll from the floods and landslides that ravaged the southeast of the country last week has risen to 64 and that 18 of the fatalities were children. A search effort is continuing for one missing person. BBC News.